News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Let's kind of pick up where we left off last week. You were getting set to do the virtual ride-along, and it looks like by the statistics, you had some people follow you.
Yes, it turned out to be a really good deal. Several members of the community were corresponding with me and asking questions, and I think they came out of it a little more enlightened about what we do every day. We sent out about 157 tweets, and I gained about 77 new followers.
Reviewing some of the things that you were tweeting about, Kelly, I know that during the 5 o'clock hour when you were out there, that was the time of the dripping concrete from the concrete truck, responding to 911 hangups involving children. There were some other things, too.
Yes, it ran the whole board of what we could have been out on, you know. I mean, the first call out the bat was a concrete truck that was dripping some concrete as it was driving, but we were unable to catch that truck and get in touch with it to let them know. But we did not see any significant damage on the road. We had several 911 hang-up calls, several of them being children playing on the phone, which makes me want to remind parents to teach their kids the proper use of 911 and how to, you know, call for emergency assistance. And then we ended the night up. We were went to an apartment complex, and we just drove to the area, saw three males sitting in a car, and, you know, kind of wondering what they were up to. The apartment complex signed what's called a criminal trespass affidavit, which gives us the right to contact anyone on their property. So we parked and walked up on them, and they were still sitting there, so we went and asked them what they were doing and kind of checked everybody out, make sure there weren't any warrants, and they were just sitting outside in their car having a beer, visiting, and they didn't want to disturb their other relatives in the house, and they were all clear. So we finished up and left there and told them to have a good night.
I noticed something else, too, involving a report of a potential drunk driver turned out to be a distracted driver.
Yes. We were driving down the roadway, and we saw this car in front of us, and he kind of swerved over into the other lane, corrected, and then he switched lanes without signaling and kind of stopped, turned into a business but didn't turn. And so we got behind him thinking he might be under the influence of alcohol, but instead, after we started talking to him, it was quickly realized that he was not intoxicated, and he had told us he had been on the phone trying to get directions. So it was a distracted driver, which, did you know, this month is Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
And I bet you have some statistics.
I do. You know, being distracted in your vehicle doesn't necessarily mean cell phone usage or texting, but a lot of it is related to that. I mean, there are other types of distractions, which are kids being in the car, eating, you know, these college kids who like to put on their makeup in the car, which I can't say. I was not guilty of that when I was in college. But and also daydreaming. I hear daydreaming is like the number one reason for being distracted. And we have had over 90,000 crashes in Texas as a result of distracted driving, and a little over 18,000 were resulted in serious injury, and 450 resulted in death. So I just want to remind people to, you know, stay focused. You know, when you're behind the wheel, concentrate on your driving and not, you know, thinking of other things or, you know, what you're going to be doing, you know, later in the day, or making that phone call or responding to a text. It's so hard not to, you hear that phone ring or that text message ding, and it's so hard not to pick it up and see who it is or what they're, you know, what they're saying. But we do need to refrain from that.
Well, speaking of distracted driving, another reason to be concentrating is because of the increased law enforcement by your traffic division.
Yes, our traffic division puts extra people out on the streets a lot of times. We have a step grant, and then we also are enforcing traffic this week in the 3200 block of Carter Creek Parkway, which is right there near Sol Ross Elementary. It's 30 miles per hour, except during the school zone times, which is 20, and then also in front of 800 East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour, right in front of HEB.
Visiting with Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, something that you sent out to last week but want to give a further shout-out to is the law enforcement accreditation team that was in town, and you've heard about those results.
Yes, we have last year, they sent two people down to kind of inspect our agency. They look at all of our reports. They can pull anything at random to inspect it. And they were here December 9th through the 11th. And it's a lengthy process. They ask a whole bunch of questions, check our policy and procedures. We even had an open meeting to the public. We have to comply with like 480 standards, and they check a random amount of those. But we're proud to announce that Saturday, March 23rd, we received our third accreditation in Charleston, South Carolina.
Which is something that you all do work for and work towards.
Definitely. I mean, it makes us hold our standards to a higher standard, and we're compared and are a small group of internationally accredited agencies throughout the nation.
And then finishing up with our sports update, we have Guns and Hoses basketball and broomball to talk about.
Yes, Guns and Hoses basketball. We had our very first basketball game between the Bryan Fire and Bryan Police Department, and I'm proud to say that the Bryan Police Department won 43-28, but everyone had a great time. Nobody got hurt, which is a great thing, and we got to raise some money for the Boys and Girls Club.
And then coming up Friday, there's broomball.
Yes, our broomball. Broomball is basically, if you have never heard of it, it is hockey on tennis shoes. So you're wearing tennis shoes instead of ice skates, but you're still on the ice. And instead of a hockey puck, you get what they call a broom, but it's kind of like a little basket on the end of a stick, you know, and you just kind of hit this ball and you try to get it into the goal. And it's very amusing, very funny. I mean, everybody's falling everywhere because you don't have any, you know, traction on the ice. And it is all to raise money for a good cause. It's Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And it's going to be this Friday, the 12th, from 5:45 to 8:45 at the Spirit Ice Arena. And there's police departments, sheriff's departments, Brazos County District Attorneys, and other agencies here in the Brazos Valley competing for the Golden Broom. And the city of Bryan had it the first 5 years, and College Station, we've kind of let them have it the last 2 years because we kind of felt sorry for them. But this year, we figured they've had enough. They've had it, you know, 2 years. They've had it enough. We're bringing it back home.
Very good. Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.